UnlimitedShow.com.
Another mission for Victory Unlimited. Victory Unlimited. Throwing thought grenades and knowledge bombs from his electronic arsenal, the battle plan. In military records classified as a war criminal, Victory Unlimited is really a rogue soldier for higher thinking. His true identity known only to select members of the world government. And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent civilians everywhere, flies Victory Unlimited.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. This is a show where we're on a mission to wage war against anything and everything that threatens the lives, the love lives, and the happiness of good men everywhere. And when we fight to win. So if you're down with me, and if you're down with this cause, then you better recognize that on this mission, failure is not an option. So let's go. To kick off today's show, we got a message from Terry. He's 22, from New York, New York. And the title of Terry's email is The Comic Book, The Collector, and The Chick Behind the Counter. I repeat, the title of his email is The Comic Book, The Collector, and The Chick Behind the Counter. And Terry writes,
Victory Unlimited.
Hey, VU, I need your opinion on this girl that I've been getting mixed signals from that works at this comic book store that I go to quite frequently. I'm a big-time comic book collector, and this girl I'm talking about works behind the counter. She dresses real conservatively, but believe me when I tell you that no one makes an Avengers t-shirt and faded blue jeans look as good as she does. Anyway, every week, me and about three of my fraternity brothers stop in to pick up our favorite books. While we're there, she usually just laughs with us and jokes with all of us. But she tends to focus on me and flirt with me a little bit more than the other guys. Last Saturday, when we were all in there together, she told us that that was going to be her last day. She's quitting the store because she's going to work in her father's new business. After she told us this, she hugged all of us and gave us all her Facebook information. But then she hugged me again, kissed me on the cheek, and gave me her cell phone number too. I was a little bit surprised, but I played it off like pretty women kiss me in public and give me their cell phone numbers in comic book stores all the time. I'm beginning to think this girl actually likes me. I think what I'll probably do is contact her on Facebook and ask her if she wants to go and hang out with all of us when we go see the Avengers movie later on this week. So, VU, what do you think of this idea? Terry, you said that the comic book store chick gave everybody her Facebook page contact information, but she gave you her cell phone number too. Well, I can tell you already that whenever a woman gives you more ways to contact her than she gave to everybody else, just go ahead and use the method of communication that you want to use when you want to get in touch with her. And I'm telling you now, that better be by cell phone and not by Facebook. Now, if you've been seeing this girl regularly at the store, for a while now and you still haven't made a move on her, then her leaving that store, her leaving that job is probably the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Why? Because number one, you've been running the risk of her putting you in the friend zone just because you haven't made a move on her yet. You see, sometimes familiarity just doesn't breed contempt. It can also breed friendship, which in your case would probably be the kiss of death, because the last thing you want to be is this woman's friend. And number two, what's up with all of this only going to see her whenever you have a whole gang of dudes with you? Why would you do that? That's like constantly inviting four folks to have dinner at a table for two. You're two folks too many all the time. It looks like teamwork has its place, but it's way, way past time for you to be going solo, my man. Give your frat brothers the day off and don't Facebook this woman. Whatever you do, don't Facebook her. Call her. That's why she gave you her cell phone number, and she only gave that cell phone number to you, not to your crew. Why? Because you, sir, are the chosen one. You don't need them to back you up. You are already in there. So if you want to see this woman this weekend, don't ask her to come tag along with you and your boys any damn where. Don't ask her to come and hang out with you and any damn body. Just make a date with her. That means with you and her alone. You ain't one of the Avengers, so you don't need to go and assemble a crew. Let me tell you something. Anytime a woman gives you her number and kisses you in public while she's at work, no less, then you better believe she ain't interested in hanging out with you and a gang of dudes. She's interested in just you. Well, let's just say for the sake of argument that you somehow misjudged this situation entirely and she doesn't want to get with you for some reason. Nothing blows away mixed signals like you giving her a call to action. How? By asking her out, point blank. That way, you'll find out for sure what her intentions are. And it's always better to find out this kind of stuff sooner rather than later. It's better to find out what's up with her sooner rather than later. But again, I'm just throwing it out there just for the sake of argument, because it sounds like she suspects that you want her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gave you her number. But you already know that you want her. So go ahead and make sure that she really wants you. You've been doing too much thinking. It sounds like you've been doing too much analyzing and overanalyzing of this situation. Sometimes you have to stop reading books and stop watching movies. Sometimes you just have to make a move. You're too busy thinking like a man and acting like a woman. But since your name is Terry with a Y and not Terry with an I recommend that you start thinking like a man and acting like a man too. This woman isn't the one giving you mixed signals. You're the one giving her mixed signals. So here's what you need to do. Step up, man up, and contact this woman with all manner of quickness. And see if you can add comic book store chick collector to your list of hobbies. Make your move now, soldier. No more hesitation, no more delays. Okay, we got another email, and this one is from Byron, and he's 27, from Miami, Florida. And the title of his email is, From a Great First Date to No Second Date. I repeat, the title of his email is, From a Great First Date to No Second Date. And Byron writes,
Victory Unlimited.
Victory Unlimited. I went out with this girl that I met at a club a couple of weeks ago. To me, everything went great. We went out on a Saturday night, had a quick dinner, and then we caught one of the local bands here in town. The conversation was flowing great between us. A lot of flirting back and forth, a lot of laughing, and a lot of touching and hand-holding. I even gave her one of those long kisses goodnight. So I called her the next day. I got no answer, so I left her a message, but I got no response. Then I called her 2 days after that, and I got no answer, and I got no response from that call either. Finally, I just sent her one of those, hey, how are you, text messages, and still nothing. It's like she just dropped off the face of the earth. I have no idea What could have happened to make her decide to cut off all contact with me overnight? What's going on here, VU? Yo, Byron, we don't really have enough intel here for us to pinpoint exactly what's happening here, but I can guarantee you this. I can guarantee you that what you are dealing with here is one of four scenarios. Scenario number one, she might be an actress. The reason why you thought that this girl was really into you was probably because that's what she wanted you to think, even though it probably wasn't really true. What the hell? Yeah, I can almost hear you thinking. But what I'm talking about here is this. Sometimes women know early on that they don't really like you, but they agree to go out with you anyway, just because they simply don't have anything better to do at that time or on that night. But once they're there on that date with you, they start to have second thoughts. They start to get uncomfortable about being there with you. So what do? Do they tell you that they're not feeling it? And do they tell you that going out with you was probably a bad idea from the beginning? And then do they say to you, hey, let's go ahead and just end this date right now and save us both from wasting our time? No, they don't. What some women do instead in uncomfortable situations like this is just put on an act until the date is over. And they do this to avoid a possible verbal confrontation if they just came right out and told a guy that they're just not that into him. Now, that kind of tactic is understandable in a sense, but that doesn't really excuse the fact that to us, stuff like that just comes across as confusing at best or just lame as hell at worst. Scenario number two. She could be a rebound chick or a recently exed girlfriend that just went out with you to distract herself from the guy that she used to be with. Or maybe she just went out with you to make somebody else jealous. Then maybe that guy she's trying to make jealous or that guy she's trying to forget about, maybe that guy decides to come back to her or decided to come back to her rather that very next day and she got back with him. Or what about this? She could be just one of those girls that dates a lot of guys and you're just one of many guys on a list. And unfortunately for you, in her mind, maybe you're just one of the guys at the bottom of that list. Scenario number three. Maybe you're just projecting how passionately you feel about the date over onto her. In other words, maybe you were just so blinded by how much you were into her that you didn't actually see that she really wasn't into you. You might have just come across to her as over anxious, or you might have come across to her as a little too happy and excited to be there. Maybe you went gaga over this chick just a little bit too much, and in her mind, you represented no challenge whatsoever to her, and that turned her off. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds crazy, but like it or not, believe it or not, stuff like this happens all the time. There are plenty of women out there who actually get turned off when a guy gets a little too much into them too soon. Or finally, maybe things really were going great on the date and you either said or did one little bitty tiny thing while you were out with her, and she decided that one little bitty tiny thing that you did was just a total deal breaker to her. And she just wrote you off because of it. You'd be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't, about how little it takes to turn some women off about a man, especially if it's a man that she just met. As soon as this show is over with, go back and look through the archives of the Victory Unlimited show and listen to that show I did about why women look for reasons not to date you. You probably could get a lot out of that one. But the bottom line to all of these scenarios that I outlined is this. You'll never know. You'll never know what happened. Why? Because she's gone radio silence on you. And because she's chosen to do this, I'm telling you to do the same. Stop all attempts to communicate with her and stop all attempts to reach out to her. And do this until or unless she reaches out to you first. And I'll tell you something else. And even if she does reach out to you eventually, unless she has a damn good explanation as to why she went Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol on your ass, I'd actually be very hesitant about even dealing with her. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, soldier, is this. Set your sights on some more women. Because believe it or not, there are plenty of women out here that if you call them, guess what? They'll call you back. Something else to remember is this. The more girls you meet out here, the more you'll notice that they'll all have different degrees of passion for you. And some of those girls you'll go out with will only be into you for as long as that particular date lasts. You see, those are the women who are only acting like they like you, and they're acting like they like you just long enough to make it through the date. And once that date is over and you're out of sight, guess what? You're out of mind. And most of the time, that's because they've got somebody else on their mind. Because of situations like this that you may be encountering, this is why you always have to emotionally protect yourself to some degree. And the best way to do this is just by keeping your enthusiasm for a particular woman under control until you see that that woman is treating you consistently pretty good over the course of many dates and many get-togethers. Now, in the meantime, again, go out and meet you some more women, because what you should do is just date them all and then let their actions towards you tell you everything you need to know about how they feel about you.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Mark from Chicago, Illinois. I was lucky enough to get free tickets to an early showing of that new Avengers movie, and it was awesome. Look, make sure you put it on your must-see list, but that's really not why I called. I called because while I was there were about 5 women behind me arguing over which one of the superheroes was hotter, looks-wise, attitude-wise, whatever. After hearing them talk about it, just for fun, I thought I'd ask you this question. Which one of the Avengers do you think would be the most successful with chicks in the real world?
Ah, okay, so we've gone from analyzing real people going through real problems and situations to analyzing comic book characters. Well, look, I'm a comic book fan too, so I tell you what, let's do this. Let's have some fun with this one. Let me begin by saying this. Most women are attracted to men who stand out above the crowd from other men in some way or another. Does this mean that you have to be a superhero to attract a woman? No. The basic understanding that I need for you to come away with is this. One of the main things that you have to factor into whether or not a woman is attracted to you or not is your status. But before you jump to the wrong conclusion, realize that status can take on many forms. So let's look at the Avengers, or better yet, let's disassemble the Avengers. Let me brief you on what I think that women generally would find attractive about the big 3, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America. First up, we got Iron Man / Tony Stark, the Avengers' own mechanized Mac Daddy, as I like to call him. Hard on the outside, but wounded and damaged on the inside. You know, the quintessential bad boy. A lot of women are attracted to guys like this because they get caught up in the challenge of breaking through these guys' outer iron shell in order to get to the tender-hearted man that they think might could be buried underneath all of that. You see, when I think of Tony Stark, I think of bad boy, exciting, rich, famous. You know, he has a flashy form of status. He's a playboy, out for the fun and out for the thrills. He's the kind of guy that'll wine and dine women, and you know they love that. He's that wild boy that a lot of misguided girls think that they could tame. He's a big challenge to a lot of women who find this type of guy attractive, even though deep down this attraction that they have for him is mostly just superficial. Iron Man slash Tony Stark can best be described as more Mr. Right Now rather than Mr. Right. He always acts elusive. He always seems unattainable to them. But the women who like this kind of guy, they don't care. To a lot of women, a guy like Tony Stark is addictive, like a drug. Trying to hook up with him for a lot of women would probably be a lot like going on one of those nonstop emotional roller coaster rides, mainly because he's actually a little emotionally damaged himself. Why? Because he's an alcoholic. Now, so far, the Iron Man movies, they've only hinted at his drinking problems, but all of you true comic book fans out there, you already know all about what I'm talking about. Anyway, my main point is that Iron Man, deep down inside, has issues. And as we all know, there is no shortage of women out here who just love to try to fix broken men. Around here, we call these women project chicks, and not because they live in the projects. No, we call them project chicks because they like to take on the men that they date as projects. To them, fixing a bad boy is the ultimate project. But having said all of that, you can still learn a lot from him about how to attract women. What can you learn from Iron Man slash Tony Stark? Well, you can learn things like, don't disclose everything there is about you too soon after you just meet a woman. Let her just see brief snapshots of you and all of your greatness in a bunch of different areas, but don't show her too much too soon. Protect those things about you that are the most vital or that are the most vulnerable, especially early on. But now as the two of you get to know each other more and more over time, go ahead and take off pieces of your quote-unquote armor strategically, you know, to let her know more about the man you are inside. But only do this if she proves by her actions that she wants to and she deserves to know more about you intimately. In the meantime, focus more on being more playful and being more spontaneous with the women that you meet. Don't take each and every date so seriously that you come across way too heavy, way too soon. You better believe that when a woman really starts to enjoy your company and she wants to know more about you than just what's on the surface, she'll make it known to you either by what she says or how she acts, or both. Now, let's talk about Thor, the Prince of Asgard, the Avengers' number one Grand Slammer with a big heavy hammer. At his core, I think what he represents to a lot of women is that fairy tale guy, you know, that fantasy type guy, that guy who looks like that handsome prince that all the little girls wanted to grow up and marry. On top of that, you know, chicks dig pomp and circumstance, and a lot of them are not shy about how much they get off on a royal wedding, on marrying into a royal family. A lot of women dream of marrying into a royal family. Because speaking of guys with high status, what's more high status than a prince? Look at all the real life stories and movies where the handsome prince comes to the rescue of the damsel in distress. Look at that last big royal wedding between, who was it? Kate Middleton and Prince William that women were so caught up in. Look at all those fairy tales like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. You know, the ones where just one kiss from a guy with royal blue blood running through his veins is what so many little girls grow up dreaming about. But even though you might not be a prince and you're definitely not a god of thunder, you can still learn something from Thor about how to attract women. What you can learn from Thor is this: be more regal. Be above it all. Learn how to do things that sparks a woman's imagination while you're on dates or if you're in a relationship. Make it a hobby of yours to start thinking of some more creative ways to offer women, the women in your life, moments of fantasy to add more spice to their lives. There's nothing quite like living out a fantasy or two to distract both her and you from the mediocrity of everyday life from time to time. Okay, finally, we got Captain America, probably the Avengers' one true man's man. Out of the three, he's probably the most normal, the most relatable type guy. What makes him super is not so much his power, but his character, his commitment, his confidence, and his courage to do whatever it takes to win in tough situations. Remember, the super soldier formula they created him basically just augmented who he was on the outside in order to reflect who he already was on the inside. He's a man who's always trying to be the best man that he can be. He's not cocky like Iron Man, he's confident. He's not arrogant like Thor, he's approachable. You see the difference? In terms of why I think women would probably go for him is because he represents a mixture of a lot of things that they look for in men. He's got the looks, but he's also got the honor and the loyalty that a lot of women claim is lacking in a lot of the men that they meet these days. Cap represents that whole confusing nice guy with an edge type of thing that most good guys are always shooting for. On top of that, he also represents that pillar of strength that a lot of women are always looking for to lean on. He represents stability without coming across as boring, lame, or stale. He's that guy who's a natural-born leader who commands respect just by walking in the room. I talk about guys like this in the battle plan. I call them universal soldiers. But anyway, what can you learn from Captain America about how to attract women? What you can learn is that you don't have to hide behind a suit of armor. And you don't need to have a bunch of money just to get women. All you really have to do is just be who you are, but not in a frail way, not in a timid way, not in a shy way, but in a bold, charismatic, and courageous way. Examine yourself. Get to know yourself. Own who you are. Recognize the things about you that make you unique. Take stock in all the natural talents that you already have and build upon those. Augment those. Build yourself up mentally, physically, and spiritually into the type of man who can live out with confidence all those values and beliefs that you carry inside of you. Strive to be a man of principle. Hold yourself to a higher standard than you hold other people. Believe in something or some cause that's higher than you. Be a leader and not just a follower. A man who knows who he is confident with who he is confident enough to share who he is with other people, is generally the type of guy that'll attract a lot of women anyway. So you don't have to necessarily focus so much on trying to be larger than life like Thor, and you don't have to focus totally on hiding who you really are behind a suit of armor like Iron Man. No, just focus on being the best you that you can be. And once you've successfully done that, be proud of the man that you've become, a man that's comfortable in his own skin. Captain America is really just a man who's proud to be a good man, and he manages to do it with humility. And the reality of it all is that mostly good women are attracted to good men. So, theoretically, Captain America is the type of man that could make an already good woman want to be a better woman. Enough said. So, how does all this relate to status? Remember I said that status is not just about one thing. It can be about a variety of things. A lot of women are attracted to guys who can elevate them, who can protect them, or who can make their lives better in some way or another. You see, if a woman hooks up with a guy like Iron Man / Tony Stark, she'll come up in status and material things. If she hooks up with a guy like Thor, she'll come up. She'll come way up in social standing. Her status will be elevated much higher than just being a rich guy's wife or girlfriend. I mean, think about it. In terms of relationship hookups, a girl can't really climb much higher in society than by marrying a prince and becoming a princess, can she? Remember that royal wedding thing that I mentioned a few minutes ago? Well, recognize that that's nothing new. We've seen it all before. We've seen it way back in the 80s with Princess Di, when she married Prince Charles. And before that, we saw it. We saw it back in the 50s with Grace Kelly when she married, who was it, Prince Rainier. What you guys need to realize is that some of these women were even rich or famous already, and that was before they even made that royal hookup. So what was the main thing? So what was that main attraction behind them wanting to marry a prince? I would say that the main attraction behind making that royal hookup was status. That's right. To a lot of women, status trumps just looks or just money all day long. Also, notice how I mentioned the princess's names first and then the prince's names second. There's a reason for that. And the reason is this, because all the news all over the world about royal weddings like this is aimed at mostly getting the attention of female listeners, readers, and viewers, not male. They're not thinking about us. And the reason why is because women love this kind of stuff. They eat it up. Now, I'm not saying that there's necessarily anything wrong with that either. I just want you troops out there to know the rationale behind the royal wedding fixation for a lot of women. Finally, if a woman hooks up with a guy like Captain America, she comes up in the categories of character, commitment, and respectability. And like I said before, Captain America basically corners the market on that whole nice guy with an edge kind of a thing that a lot of women really, really claim that they're attracted to. So, all the way back to that question that you asked me at the very end of your call, which one of the Avengers would be the most successful with the ladies? Well, in my opinion, the short answer is this. Iron Man would get the most women. Thor would get the most refined women. And Captain America would probably get the best all-around women. Yeah. Thor would probably attract those women who are out to be the ultimate social climbers. Tony Stark / Iron Man would probably attract women who are out to have fun and out to spend money. But Captain America would probably be the guy who's most likely to attract women who are just as attracted to who that man is as opposed to just what he does or what he has. In other words, out of the three, Cap is probably the one that has the best chance of actually attracting a woman who actually loves him for him. So, having said all of this, I guess an unspoken follow-up question would be this. Which one of these guys should you try to be like? Well, the answer to that depends on where you are in your life and what kind of woman you're looking for in your life right now, doesn't it? Huh. Now, is my assessment of the Avengers success rate with women the absolute truth? Who knows? But that's what's been fun about doing this particular show, because we're only dealing with make-believe comic book characters. But it does make for some pretty interesting food for thought, don't you think? But hey, wait a minute. Maybe we should just scratch this list altogether on second thought, because now that I think about it, the Hulk would probably get more women than all of them out of just pure intimidation alone. you know, because of that big green radioactive gorilla pimp type vibe that he's always giving off to the ladies. Just kidding. But look, that's going to do it for today's show. Now that I've had my say on the subject, I guess now is your turn. So let all the comic book fan debates begin.